street. Right, I'll be right there.
God, your door's open. Talk about desperate. Ziggy?
Rosie!
You big jerk, how long have you been here?
I just got in last night.
Ow, you're on my leg. Oh, no.
Hey, this is incredible because we were just talking about you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me and Dan were watching this James Cagney movie, you know, and just as they were taking him down the hall of the prison, you know, to get electrocuted, out of nowhere, Dan goes, I wonder what Ziggy's up to.
Do we all have to be in the bed?
Come on, let's go over to our house. Dan will freak out when he sees you.
All right, just don't get dressed. We're done here, right?
Jackie, what are you doing sleeping with Ziggy? Haven't you learned anything?
Go away.
Well, isn't he married or something?
He was living with a girl, and she threw him out over a year ago, okay?
Take a hint, Jackie.
I don't want to talk about it now. Talk about it at the swap meet.
I'm not going to any stupid swap meet when Ziggy's here.
Let's motor. Hey, Jax, you coming?
Yeah, I'll be along as soon as I find my dignity.
Cool.
So, Ziggy, you seeing anybody?
Up with a rodeo for a couple weeks. The Zigman rode the Brahma bull.
No way.
Absolutely. 3 seconds on the bull, 2 hours on the operating table.
Why the hell would you do something like that?
Dan, the Spanish have a word for it. What is it again? Macho machismo?
Tequila.
That's the one.
Maniac. Pass me the wrench.
Okay, man, your turn now. What you been up to?
Well, you know, not much. Kids are good. Rosie's great. Paying the bills.
Yeah? So what do you do for an adventure, you know? A little danger?
Paying the bills. Jeez. How'd you ever make it across country on this thing?
Oh, I didn't. I just bought this bike, man. I sold the one I was riding to some doctor for like 20 grand.
20 grand? Did I tell you I just drywalled the space shuttle?
You don't believe me?
Oh, of course I believe you. Say you sold the bike to a doctor for 20 grand. Why shouldn't I believe you? And I just... Woof.
See, I find these classic bikes that are trashed. I cherry them out. Then when I'm low on cash, I sell them to, like, dentists who think they're bikers.
Oh, man, that's stuff we used to dream about doing when we were growing up.
I couldn't wait that long.
Dad, I'm going to the mall. Oh, is that ours?
No, it's Ziggy's.
Daddy!
Beat it, Darlene. Say goodbye, Darlene.
Bye-bye.
Dan, listen, I don't want her thinking I got this selling drugs or something.
No sweat, I'll tell you robbed a bank.
Thanks, man.
So how are your kids?
Oh, they're fine. They're with their father now.
Huh?
Well, they were Jill's kids. She kicked him out, I moved in. She kicked me out, he moved back. I figure, hey, That's life.
Only yours, Ziggy.
I tell you, Dan, left a piece of my heart in her trailer. You want another brew?
Sure. No. Piece of my heart. I left a piece of my heart in her trailer. A chunk of my soul in her mobile home. I left a piece of my heart in her trailer. Now I'm riding the road all alone.
No, he's a friend of my parents. He is so cute. Okay, well, like, picture Mark, but more mature. Yeah. Now, I don't know. It's like he's got this thing with his eyes, like he knows stuff.
Hey, Beck.
Ah! I gotta go, Dana. I wasn't talking about you.
We're so.
Hey, what's going on?
Becky's got a crush on me.
I do not!
Digs my eyes.
Well, red always was her favorite color.
I gotta go.
You sure you don't want me to come with you?
Oh, God.
That was fun.
Well, don't get all cocky. She's easy to humiliate. I have to ask you something, okay? You might think it's weird, but I want to know. What are your intentions with Jackie?
Intentions? Gee, I don't know, Mrs. Connor. I was just going to take her to the sock hop, see if I could score.
Because, you know, she's had a really rough year, you know? She lost her job, and she lost her fiancé. And now here's Ziggy again.
All right, she's making a comeback.
I know you, Ziggy. In a couple of days, you'll catch the first cocktail waitress out of here.
Oh, come on, Rosie. What's with the big sister thing?
You were right, man. The starter's dead. Let's go pick up a new one.
You got it. We done?
Well, you tell me.
It'll be cool. Don't worry.
What'll be cool?
Me and Rosie are running away together.
Oh, right. Like I'd give up Raoul for you.
So, Becky, you did pretty good in eighth grade history, right?
Yeah, I aced it.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, you worked your butt off.
I had to.
Yep. Did you ever make any money off eighth grade history?
Darlene, what are you talking about?
Like, would you happen to have a paper available, say, in the 8 to 10 page range?
You would actually pay for a paper?
Cash?
Spanish-American War, $25.
25?
Darlene, it's an A paper.
Well, what'd you get a B on?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
Man. We always have parents.
This is where the movie totally loses it. You kidding me? This is the best part. There's no way she's gonna get on a plane with that guy.
She would.
Bogart's way cooler. That guy never even made another movie again.
That guy is only the leader of the resistance. If she doesn't go with him, France may never be freed.
Yeah, right, like anybody cares about France.
Ma, I need money for school supplies.
How much?
Oh, $25.
Get over yourself.
Well, how about 15?
You do your own damn homework.
Fine, I hear eighth grade's a lot easier the second time around.
Hey-o.
Hey, where are you guys?
Lenny's bike shop.
Yeah, hanging out. You know, being like Mark, but more mature.
I wasn't talking about you, God!
So, Jackie, think I could crash at your place for a while?
Ziggy?
He's talking to me, Roseanne. How long's a while?
Well, I don't know. See, it looks like I may be having my own business here in town. I'm buying Lenny's bike shop.
You're kidding me. Oh, yeah.
No way, man. I tell you, me and Dan went down to pick up some parts this afternoon. Lenny's looking to retire. So the Zig man made him an offer.
It was so cool. When Ziggy pulled that wad out of his pocket, Lenny kissed him right on the lips.
Yeah.
So, Jax, you want a roommate?
No. You'd have to pay half the rent, half the utilities, and you bring your own laundry over to Roseanne's.
Deal.
Hey, I hope you guys know I was totally for this relationship from the beginning. I think it's just awesome. I think it's great because, okay, like, there's only one bike shop in town. Nobody knows more about bikes than him.
Right.
I think this might be a great idea. Did you think of it yourself? I mean, it's almost like you have a clue.
I knew you'd be proud of us.
Us?
Yeah, me and Dan.
Honey, I know it's new. It's a little scary. But it doesn't have to be, you know, like how we fought when I started the drywall business. You didn't want any part of that. We fought like cats and dogs.
Dan, Rosie. Good to see you. How are you?
Hi, Doug. How's Lois?
Good. Everyone's great. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm
Norbert. Norbert
Take that
Walsh.
Thing off your head.
Doug, please sit down.
Well, we missed you last week over at the lodge, Dougie.
Yeah, it was a kid's birthday. Had to do that miniature golf thing, you know.
Oh yeah. How old is she now?
Would you believe she was 8 years old?
No. That's
amazing. They grow up so fast.
So what about the money?
Well, you know, from what you told me on the phone, I think it sounds real promising. So what I did, I checked into Lenny's shop, and actually it's going okay.
How okay is okay? Be straight with us now, Doug. Are we all going to be eating cat food or just the kids?
Well, Lenny's been looking to get out, so he may have slipped off a little bit. But who knows, with some fresh blood in there, anything can happen, right? And the bank has always been behind you and Dan, you know that.
Thanks, Doug.
Sure. So, want to tell me a little about your partner here?
No.
Hey, and don't make him think I'm some kind of irresponsible guy. I happen to have 20 grand in my shoe.
You don't need to see that, do you?
No, no. But he is going to need another 30 for the down payment.
Well, I was thinking about selling the drywall business.
No, Dan, you are the drywall business. I mean, without you, there's nothing to sell.
You got any other ideas?
Yeah, we could give you a second mortgage on the house.
The house?
Listen, not to worry. We'll get you a good rate. And this way, my boss will really know you're serious about it.
The house.
That's the only way, Doug?
It's the only way I can see, Danny.
Sorry, Zig.
Oh, man.
Ziggy, I'm going to be carrying two mortgages, a business loan. I don't know when the money's going to start coming in. I can't risk it. I got a family.
So what are you going to do? You're going to spend the rest of your life doing something you hate?
I don't hate it.
Oh, get off it, man. What was all that about yesterday, about how bored you are and how you hate going off to work?
Forget it, Zig. It's not going to happen.
Well, then I'm going to do it myself. What do I need to do this thing myself?
What do you got in the other shoe?
Okay. Let's do it. Let's put up the house.
What are you talking about?
Well, you want to do it? Let's do it.
Are you sure?
Well, he says he believes in you. You know, I guess I should, too. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm just going to step outside and puke.
Here, Rosie?
Yeah. I just want to sit in my house, you know, while it's still mine.
So what? What? Did you get the loan, or?
Yes!
Okay.
Thanks to Ms. Roseanne Connor, ladies and gentlemen.
We took a second mortgage on the house. Roseanne has certain lingering doubts.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Come on, Rosie, it's a great idea. I believe in this idea.
Well, Ziggy, you used to believe you could see yourself sleeping if you just woke up fast enough.
And I've never been proven wrong.
God, I'm gonna miss this place.
Come on, you guys, let's go celebrate!
Zig, I think me and Rosie need to be alone.
Oh, okay, come on, Zig.
Rosie, you are my hero. I will never forget this.
I'm never gonna let you.
Dan, you're in charge of taking this lady out, showing her a good time so she can get out of this mood.
Zig, in 5 or 10 years, when the bank's off our back, we'll be ready to celebrate.
Meantime, I just want to stay in here and concentrate on how to arrange the furniture out on the sidewalk.
Come on, Zig, I'll celebrate with you.
Okay. Okay. Come on, guys, this is a good thing. Get happy.
Later, Norbert.
Well, you're welcome, too.
That was nothing. The official thank you will take place in the thank you room.
What, it's no longer the begging room?
Guys, I gotta talk to you.
Ziggy, get out of here!
I got a change in plans, so we ought to discuss it.
God, Ziggy, don't go into somebody's bedroom in the middle of the night.
You did it to me and Jackie.
That's different. It was funny when I did it.
What do you want, Zig?
Dan, I can't go through with the bike shop.
You're kidding.
I thought we were just going to hang out and fix bikes. You know, no big deal. You know, we get tired of it, we bail. But, man, I've been thinking all night about this. You put the house on the line, man. I don't want that riding on me.
What did you start this for?
For you, man. You were bored. When I thought of this idea, you should have seen the look on your face, man. I mean, that was worth the 20 grand. But it just all got too big.
What did you expect? We're starting a business, not throwing a party.
I know.
No, man. You don't come blowing in here, getting everybody crazy. You don't start something you're not going to finish.
Well, that's why I'm not starting this.
Fine.
Dan, come on. Man, Dan, I'm sorry. Listen, but we could have gone under in 6 months, and you lose the house and the drywall deal, and it was my idea, man? I mean, you guys are going to hate me forever. This way, hey, you hate me for a couple of months, and I'm back by Christmas.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Dan, we go back a long way.
No. I'm too old for this crap.
Come on, man.
You know the way out.
What'd Jackie say?
Oh, she said a lot of things. But bottom line was goodbye. Sorry, Rosie.
Well, I'm gonna go be with my husband now.
It really is better this way.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll realize that tomorrow when he's drywalling somebody's basement. What's your problem?
I got nothing to do.
Well, why don't you call up that Todd or Troy, whatever his name is, next door and see if he'll play with you.
He's in school.
Oh. How come you're not in school? Well, at least you can't say as you're surprised.
Yeah. Well, at least we didn't get in too deep. I'll just call Doug down at the bank and tell him we decided to back off.
I'm going to be home late for school. I'm going to Mark's.
Hey, you've got finals to study for. You shouldn't be going over to Mark's.
Oh, did I say Mark's? I meant the library.
That's better. I actually prefer it when she lies to me. You know what I don't get? I just don't get how come it was such a good idea when Ziggy was involved, and now it's not a good idea when he's not involved.
Well, for one thing, it's at least a two-man operation. I can't do it alone.
Well, you know, I could quit my job at the restaurant and help out. It'd be kind of cool, you know. We'd go to work together, we'd go to lunch together, we'd come home together.
Or we could stay married.
So why don't you hire Becky's boyfriend, that Mark?
You're kidding.
Well, he's good with his hands. Just ask Becky.
That's not funny.
You cannot sit there and tell me that Ziggy is irreplaceable, Dan. I mean, the guy wore a rag on his head.
This 20 grand was irreplaceable.
Yeah, well, the bank was going to lend us 30. Maybe they will lend us 50.
We got nothing else to put up.
Oh, come on. We both know you still want to do it.
Yeah, I do.
So what can it hurt, you know? We'll go down there and, you know, we'll at least talk to Doug. We'll see what he says.
Okay, it's worth a shot.
And you know what the good part is? Without a partner for you to split the profits with, everything you make is mine. So what can it hurt, you know? We'll go down there and, you know, we'll at least talk to Doug. We'll see what he says.
Okay, it's worth a shot.
And you know what the good part is? Without a partner for you to split the profits with, everything you make is mine.
Dad, wait!